Adventures of Ruby 3, Galactic Gumshoe. Part 2, The Invisible World. Chapter 4, The Boulevard of Dreams. While Ruby and Inanna grope about in the invisible world, let us return to our own solid world, the planet of Sumanula, where we find the noted archaeologist, Professor T.J. Tarrou.
Do you remember those good times we had? Remember the first time we met? Tell me about the first time. Remember my first words.
I know what you're thinking. The extinct race of the ancient Nullians had left behind a number of machines. They were all games. We had dug up the telekinesis game and the teleportation game and other telltale games, and by this time I had discovered where the final game was buried. In the marshes of Kush Kush, in that sunken city called the Big Ooze.
Too late.
Just before I had opened the sealed chamber that held this ultimate game, it vanished. Who took it? Was it the mole people? No, they hibernate in the months that have an X in them, and this was Xavier Kugat month.
I still love you, Professor.
Oh. I had been dreaming. I was having the detective dream again. I looked up at the street sign, and sure enough, I was standing on the Boulevard of Dreams. As I stepped on the rusted slidewalk, it suddenly gave a jerk and started up. I stepped on. It stopped. I stepped on. I continued on into the dark heart of the city, moving down the Boulevard of Dreams. What? I swore I heard singing. I hopped off the slidewalk and listened. I thought so. I drew out my trusty .45 and I moved cautiously, creeping down the Boulevard of Dreams. There was a light up ahead, a lamppost. A woman was leaning against it. As I crept closer, I could see it was the singing android, all right. I looked at her leaning there, her sultry slouch, her voice moist in the humid night air. She looked like an angel. A halo fluttered around her head, and then I realized it was Moth's.
Hello, Professor.
Hello, Angel.
You've aged well, Professor.
You look a little...
I've been around the block a few times.
I can see that. I thought androids were made to last.
We're a lot like humans.
Built in obsolescence?
That's right.
I see.
Do you remember those good times we had?
Yeah, I remember those good times.
Remember the first time we met?
I remember the first time.
Tell me about the first time.
Well, I would go off for months digging up old cities. I was all alone.
Except for the robots.
Yeah, except for those damn robots.
So you had me built.
I had you built exactly to my specifications. You were everything I could dream of. Perfection itself.
Remember the day I was delivered?
I was so excited when I saw your box.
Like a mail order bride.
Yes, my hands were shaking as I uncrated you. I tore off the layers and layers of packing until finally there you stood, fully assembled, my plastic goddess. Like Venus rising out of the sea of foam, styrofoam.
Was I beautiful?
Oh yes, you were beautiful. You were all curves and hills and valleys and mountains and
so
caves.
So many places to explore.
Yes. My hands were sweating as I slid you out of the crate.
Remember my first words?
Your first words?
Hello, handsome.
Really?
Remember your first words?
My first words?
I've got something big to show you. And you took my hand.
Yeah, I took your hand.
We went outside.
Outside.
You pointed to the earth and you pointed to the stars and you said, "Welcome to heaven, angel."
I said that?
Mm-hmm.
I was younger then.
Then we went inside and fooled around.
Fooled around?
Remember our first time?
Ah, I remember.
You had your hands full.
Yes, I had your operations manual in one hand. My other hand was on your buttons.
You pushed all the right buttons. Not in the right sequence.
Oh.
But not bad.
Ooh.
Do you miss me?
I do. I miss you, Angel Lips.
My days are numbered.
Numbered.
This is where we go when we become obsolete.
You mean this city of the electronic dead is...
the android dumping ground.
I see.
We come here to await final circuit failure.
Tough thing to await.
And then we're just landfill.
So that's why you're here in this abandoned automated city, leaning against a lamppost on the Boulevard of Dreams. Come back home, Angel Lips.
Too late, Professor.
Too late.
But I'll walk with you a ways.
I see you still know how to walk. The ball and pinion joints don't need retirement, that's for sure.
I'll disintegrate soon.
Don't say that, Angel.
Forget me, Professor.
How can I forget those painfully precious memories being with you? Being without you, and then with you, and then without you, and now,
Go on without me.
Go on. Easy for an android to say. Yeah, go on. Go aimless on. On, digging up old cities, digging and digging. And what do I have to show? A life full of holes?
I still love you, Professor.
Who taught this android to speak words of love with such alluring electronic nuance?
We have to part now.
Then, it's goodbye.
It's poof.
Poof? It's poof? You mean just poof?
Cast a tear to no
sound. Ah. She fell apart. Fell into a little pile of parts. Can this be part of the ultimate game? And I scooped up her parts and carried them lovingly in my arms as I continued walking down the Boulevard of Dreams. As I moved deeper into the heart of this dark city, the boulevard was becoming more active, sidewalks slid merrily along. Neon lights flashed, stylishly dressed androids stood in various poses, conversing or doing whatever it is they do. Sometimes they waved at me. I began to feel like a one-man parade. A child was standing there in the middle of the boulevard, waiting for me.
How are you, Mr. Giroux?
I'm fine. What's your name, little fella?
TJ.
TJ? I'm TJ, too.
I'm TJ Taru.
Taru to you, too. No, you're not!
You're hurting me.
I'm not hurting you. You're an android.
You hurt me.
How could I hurt you?
You're going to do wonderful things.
What are you talking about?
You're going to help people. You're going to make the world a better place.
I was?
You're going to stand up to the big guys, fight for the little guys.
I was.
Boy, you really lost your innocence, didn't you?
Look here, kid.
Put me down.
I'll put you down when I'm finished. Yeah, I had my dreams. We all have our dreams. And then we're bent by the wheel of misfortune and squeezed by the thumb screws of conformity and stretched on the rack of religion, skewered by the blunt lance of self-censorship, barbecued over the coals of higher education and seared by the corrupt breath of politics, served on the platter of social injustice, sucked by the illusions of the media, crunched in the jaws of the corporate greed. Yeah, I fell for it. I fell for it all. But I dusted off my knees, I stood up, I went on until here I am, holding up a snoring kid that looks remarkably like me. What? It's come apart, huh? Well, I picked up the few parts the kid had left behind. I continued on down the Boulevard of Dreams. I walk along the Street of Sorrow, the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, where gigolo and gigolette see how their song of sweet regret. The Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
I still love you, Professor.
Oh, my broken dreams behind.